Chapter 6 Difficult Times. Elon was very busy in 2007. At Tesla, the engineers were building the company's first electric sports car. At SpaceX, the engineers were getting the Falcon 1 ready. At home, he and his family were living in a big house in Bel Air, a very expensive part of LA. Elon and Justine had 5 sons. Their friends were film stars and other famous people. Elon and Justine went to Hollywood parties, and Justine wrote a blog about their lives. A lot of people were interested in the life of this multi-millionaire businessman, and they learned more about him on Justine's blog. The press were interested in Elon, too. They liked to write stories about his fast cars and his famous friends. Elon smiled at the press photographers' cameras in public, and he looked happy in the photographs. But when he was away from the cameras, he was very worried about his companies. He was spending a lot of money on both SpaceX and Tesla, and things were not going well. When Elon started his 2 companies, he had almost $200 million. In 2006, he had only half the money, about $100 million. Time passed, and people started to talk about Elon's money problems. Things were not good at home either. Elon's wife, Justine, was looking after their 5 sons, but she was not happy, and she wrote about it in her blog. It was not a good time for Elon. In 2008, Elon's money problems grew bigger. He worked harder. He was working 7 days a week, and he was not spending any time with his family. In June 2008, Elon and Justine got divorced. Justine wrote about their problems on her blog. Justine and Elon did not agree on how much money they should each get in the divorce. She wanted $6 million, but he did not want her to have that much money. A lot of people read her stories on the blog, and they did not understand. Elon was a millionaire. Why couldn't Justine have the money? But a lot of the money was being used for SpaceX and Tesla. Justine got $2 million and a Tesla Roadster. Elon also had to pay her $80,000 every month for her and their 5 children. In July 2008, Elon went to London for work. One evening, he went out with a friend, and he met a young actor called Tallulah Riley. They went out for dinner together the next evening, then for lunch the day after. Elon went back home, and a few weeks later, Tallulah flew to LA. After 5 days, Elon asked Tallulah to marry him. It all happened very quickly. Tallulah said yes, and she married Elon in 2010. But they were not married for very long, and in 2012, they divorced. Elon Musk and Tallulah Riley. Elon's money problems were still getting bigger. Both SpaceX and Tesla needed more money. SpaceX was developing a third rocket, the Falcon 9, with 9 engines. At the same time, the engineers at SpaceX were still working on the Falcon 1. On August 2, 2008, the engineers at SpaceX tried a third launch of the Falcon 1 on Quadge. It did not lift off. They tried again. This time, it lifted off and flew into the air. Everybody was happy and excited. But suddenly, there was a problem with the engines, and the rocket fell back to the ground. Everybody went very quiet. It was a terrible accident. Elon spoke to his engineers. He was very positive while he spoke about new plans to launch the Falcon 1 again. He did not want his engineers to feel worried. But Elon was very worried. He only had enough money for one more launch of the Falcon 1. So, the next launch, the fourth launch, was very important. Again, everybody worked very hard to solve the latest problems, and on September 28, 2008, they launched the Falcon 1 for the fourth time. Everybody was watching. In the offices in LA, the engineers were watching on their computers, and Elon was watching with them. The Falcon 1 lifted off with no problems. After 9 minutes, the Falcon 1 was in space. It was wonderful for Elon and everybody at SpaceX. Elon and Mueller watching launches on Kwajalein Island. Elon did not want his engineers to know that SpaceX had big money problems. He did not want them to know about the problems at Tesla either. But stories of Tesla's problems were in the press. At the end of 2008, Elon felt that he could only save one of the two companies. He was sure he could not save both of them. He looked for new investors, and he borrowed money from his friends. Some of the engineers at Tesla gave money. Elon's brother, Kimball, invested all his money in the company, too. Elon worked very hard to get more money, but it was very difficult because there were a lot of problems. The banks were worried about the financial crisis, and the investors were worried about the bad stories in the press. In December, Tesla had very little money, and Elon was really worried about losing the company. He did not think that Tesla could continue into the new year. But then, on December 23, 2008, Elon got some very good news. SpaceX had a contract with NASA. NASA wanted SpaceX to take things to the ISS for them, and they paid SpaceX $1.6 billion for 12 flights. When Elon heard the news, he cried. He was very happy. The money from the NASA contract arrived just in time, and it helped him to save both of his companies.